it's not very often I have the police at the door. So yes, it was shock, and even more shock when they told me that, yes, he's in Spain and he's okay. And at the moment, nobody will tell us anything. Nobody will help us get to him because of data protection. You know, the consular, I'm asking them questions. I'm emailing them. I'm phoning them. They're phoning me. And I'm asking virtually the same question. I did a letter to Matt with, obviously, the telephone numbers on because he might have forgotten the numbers, etc. So I put him a short letter, you know, to let him know that we are here still, you know, and we want to help him. Obviously, we want to see him. And I asked then at the consulate, as he received my letter, we can't tell you because of data protection.
And understandably, despite being desperate to make that contact, this is the news you've been waiting for the past 6 years.
Oh, most definitely.
What did it mean to you to have that earlier this month?
I'm his mum. I love him to bits and I miss him desperately. And I really want to see him.
Pauline, we spoke to you last year, around this time actually, and you told us how you've never given up that hope. You thought he was out there somewhere.
Yeah, I knew he was out there somewhere. It was a question of where. And now that I know where, it's still a big country. I don't exactly know where. If they could say to me, he's in, I don't know, Benidorm, at least I've got a small area. I can go. I can be in Benidorm tomorrow. If need be, look in that area. But all they're saying at the moment, everything's coming via Madrid, which is like everything in the UK comes from London, I'm surmising. And it's just the not knowing, and nobody will tell us whereabouts he's located. And I'm desperate to see him.